It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 I thought I could be flawless forever.
Not even a diamond can be flawless forever.
No, diamonds are forever, Jacob. If it's a flawless diamond, it's going to last forever, but it's going to be really expensive, like the Hope
Every
Diamond.
Every kiss begins with BJ's.
Every kiss begins with a sandwich.
Every kiss begins with BJ's?
Yes.
So you get the BJ and then you kiss...
No,
post climax. Yeah.
Well, no,
like,
as a greeting, you have to kiss the tip of the penis first to see if it accepts you, and if it accepts you, then yeah, and then you go for the kiss on the lips. So welcome to Jive Turkey.
Yeah, but see, but only circumcised kisses. People can have that. I mean, you've got your dick's got labia. I mean, you've got to fold them out.
No, mine's got a turtleneck. Mine's distinguished, is what that is.
It's pretentious. It's got a gold chain.
A fucking monocle.
Gross.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to episode 44. 44 of Jive Turkeys. I am Jacob, and that guy is...
Jason.
And the one typing furiously on his phone.
The typing... is from Tyson.
Okay.
Tyson.
If you were Asian, would your name be Taiping?
No, it wouldn't.
Really? We're going to start off the fucking stupid show with the Asian.
It would be Tyson. Tyson.
Tyson Ping.
Yeah. Like S-U-N or...
Yeah, like Soon. Tyson. Yeah. That was dumb.
It would be Typhoon.
Typhoon? Yep.
So everyone would be scared of you.
Yep.
All right.
Dead air.
It was only a second and a half of dead air, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh. Just now you know what to get. Now you know what to look forward to this episode.
Yeah. Floundering. Shit.
Speaking of floundering,
oh boy,
I watched Toy Story 4.
That doesn't bode well for the movie.
Oh. Shit, I was literally just gonna say the next thing I thought of after I said speaking of floundering.
Okay.
Actually, it did not flounder. It was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Was it?
I really didn't expect it to be very good, but god
damn,
it's
been so long since the third one.
It was hilarious, and the ending was appropriate.
Do you think they're going to make another one?
No, I don't, based on the ending.
Well, based on the ending of the third
one. That's all
one,
I'm going to say, though.
You didn't think they would make a fourth one?
Yeah, they've been doing these for, what, 15 years now? Something like that?
It's been a while.
Hey, I guess they could.
I mean, it's been the first one
they
was...
could. It was, the ending of this one, though, was...
seemed pretty
it
absolute.
Was, it, yeah, it seemed pretty absolute. Like
Tim Allen doesn't
want
to do it anymore.
Yeah, I won't give away the ending, but it seems like this was probably the last one, unless they do some spinoffs.
To infinity and the bank.
Yeah,
I finished season two of Happy.
Nice. Was it good?
It was interesting.
The face you're making right now kind of makes me worried a little bit.
No. It's remember I told you I wasn't sure if I was enjoying it because it just seemed
like it was like trying too hard.
It was like heavy handed this time around.
Yeah.
The reason why is because every character, main character, with the exception of his daughter, experiences this fall into fucking insanity. Like they all just at some point in the show go nuts, and you follow them through their you know,
nutty escapades.
Well, they're legit going crazy.
Nice.
And I think that's the part that was aggravating me because
like everyone was doing it,
because it was like the crazy was overlapping, so you couldn't get a solid. Like it was like, just fucking stop for a second and let me catch my breath, because you know you're just.
So it's like fucking with your anxiety or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Kind of. It's like if you were to watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but sped up a time and a half while you were on something.
I've done that.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You just get that kind of like, okay.
The first time I actually ever watched Fear and Loathing, I was high. And I was like, holy shit, this movie's crazy. And then I watched it sober and I was like, holy shit, this movie's crazy. It was,
or watching Breakfast of Champions three times in a row.
Oh my God. I can't even watch it once.
Just that.
Which movie is
Breakfast
that?
With Champions is the one with Bruce Willis as a car salesman, and there's like weird shit going on, like the wallpaper will just move in one scene and like bubbles come out of nowhere.
What the fuck?
Well, it's just everybody's nuts. Everybody's crazy in this. And it's if you've not watched it, it will you'll seriously like you'll want to shave
your nuts.
Animals.
No, everything. Like you just want to run a razor over your skin because everything's crawling. Like, you're like, fuck, I want out of this. I don't want to watch this anymore.
That's
it's
why I can't
weird.
Finish it. I've watched the first 10, 15 minutes of it, and I can't get past it. I've tried several times.
Kind of makes me think of Scanner Darkly.
Kind of, but...
it's like really weird.
But the rotoscoping on that's actually kind of cool. This movie is just
if you get strange. A chance, if you find it, watch it, Tyson. Seriously.
Breakfast of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got Omar Epps.
There's good people.
I don't know who that is.
The doctor from House, one of the doctors from House.
The black
don't
guy.
Don't make me say it. Yeah, the black guy.
I don't remember, wasn't he in the
Boys in the Hood? He's been in a lot of stuff. Omar Epps is cool.
I know the name sounds familiar, but I'll pull up a picture.
He was in one of those movies. It wasn't Training Day. I think it was.
No, it wasn't Training Day.
That was Denzel Washington.
Was he in Friday?
Yes, it was.
I think he was in the second Friday movie.
Juice. Here, I'll pull up a picture for you so you can see.
His biggest role was in House, though. Everybody knows him as that.
Oh, okay. I've seen him,
Your words say I recognize him, and your face says he looks like every other black actor, and I don't know how to distinguish him.
Wow, Jacob.
I made Tyson a racist.
Wow. My face certainly didn't say that.
It didn't. It was jovial.
But, jovial. It didn't say that either.
He got excited.
It was
so
like,
hard.
Okay. I think I recognize this guy.
I'm sorry, Tyson.
I can't think of where I know him from, though. That's the problem. And I didn't really watch much House.
Well, he's like in like little parts in some movies that we, that kind of like when we were growing up, like those movies that we watched, he's in them like a little bit, but it's not like a super recognizable part or memorable part.
But Barbara Hershey's in it. Albert Finney.
With a name like Barbara Hershey.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these people are.
did you ever see Big Fish?
No.
Did you ever listen to Real Big Fish?
No.
Okay, never mind then. Anyway, if you get a chance to watch it, it's worth watching. It's fucking weird.
I listened to Steely Dan one time.
That's a lie.
That fits.
It was a lot of times.
I was about to say, we used to listen to Steely Dan a lot. Fucking great band.
But anyway, yeah, it was crazy, and it was kind of weird.
Cool. I finished the short, what do they call it, like a limited series or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Good Omens.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I haven't started it yet.
I haven't started it yet either.
It's so fucking good, man. It's very British, though. So
what is that on Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's an Amazon original. It's fucking good. The book is really good, but the show, like Michael Sheen and David Tennant, like their dynamic together is fucking priceless. It is so good.
The best part about that.
It's an angel and a demon, right?
Yeah.
So the best part about that is the free publicity it got.
controversy.
when 20,000 Christian signatures went to Netflix. To Netflix to have it removed.
Oh, my.
And it's like, Netflix is like, it's not even ours, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, what do you do as the CEO of Netflix? You're just like,
Did you see the Prime tweet, though?
Yeah, the comeback from Prime.
Amazon Prime tweeted Netflix and said, they tweeted Netflix and said, hey, if you guys cancel Good Omens, we'll cancel Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Fucking fire.
Perfect.
Fucking fire.
It's like that person they have running the Wendy's Twitter.
Savage.
Savage.
Whoever
shit.
That is, they are a fucking savage.
You know, and part of me like thinks, like I think they were like one of those like making fun of tweets and stuff, and one of them actually got out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get fired. But then it turned out to be like super popular.
Yeah, so. What really happened is somebody hacked into their account and sent out just the most savage tweets they could think of.
Really?
You know,
that's what really happened.
And Wendy's is like, oh God, oh God, oh wait.
You're hired.
Look at all these reactions.
Now you're the social media consultant.
No, they just couldn't get their account back.
Oh, so they just let them run wild with it? Just this. Well, they're not being super inappropriate. I guess it's all right.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, okay. Story. I made all that shit up.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
though.
That would be pretty funny.
I'm just thinking of the most likely scenarios.
Well, it's like people that make, you know, like viruses and stuff like that. They get hired by these antivirus companies.
Yeah, like Norton.
Mm-hmm. And McAfee or McAfee or however the fuck you say it.
It's McAfee. It's called McAllShit. My computer has a virus.
All of that software is garbage.
That's why you use AVG. It's free.
Yeah, you can. AVG's decent. There's some other ones that are good too.
Trick is, it's just, you know,
fucking if you're gonna, McAfee and Norton though. Just yeah. No.
If you're gonna look at porn, have a burner phone. That's all you gotta do.
Or, you know, just use the incognito tab and fucking pop-up Jesus. Blocker.
Yeah, the private.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Good Lord.
Oh, God.
You know.
Life lessons. You want to look at porn, look on the private tab. That way they can't find you, but they can.
Who cares?
Apparently there's this big thing going on where the people are talking about how you should cover up the selfie camera on your phone because people are hacking into those now too.
Oh, they've been doing that to computers for years.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's moved over to phones now. So, you know, they're going to watch you porn. And
a lot of laptops nowadays actually have a manual slider to cover
I've seen
the
that.
Camera.
Yeah, that's what's up.
They're going to watch me and they're just going to see me playing Pokemon.
Yeah, but they're not going to
see
you.
Yeah, I don't
like
cover
normal.
My shit up. It's, I just don't
gonna,
give a fuck.
They're going to see you like from underneath, so you're just going to have this double chin just staring, mouth breathing while you're playing
intently
Pokemon.
At something. Just like, they'll see your eyes going back and forth.
What?
Double chin.
It's because your
yeah,
head
if you're
will be
leaning
bent
down,
down
it you don't have a double chin when you're not looking down.
Jason,
look,
it's when you tilt your head all the way down, yeah. Everybody gets a double
everybody
chin.
Everybody does, Jason.
That's what he's talking about. You'll be laying down.
God, he's so self-conscious today.
Oh, wow. So Jason tilted his head down and used his thumbs to stretch the skin back to his neck.
That's right. Yeah. Want to know how I got these scars? Anyway.
Wow.
Joker throat.
Joker throat. Oh, boy. Well, Jason, I heard through the grapevine that you... You might have some inventions for us.
I do.
You let us down the last few weeks without them.
No, I didn't. We just didn't get around to them.
You let us down, Jason.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Both of you.
Okay.
Enough.
Inventions.
Wait, I haven't heard a Jason invention in months now.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, you don't listen back to the shows, so you don't get it.
Okay, so this one came to me because I wasn't feeling well Monday.
And one I day?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I swear to God, if it's a pill that makes you feel better, I'm going to leave.
No, see, you don't get it. No. It makes you not feel sick anymore.
No. It's never that simple, Tyson. You know that. There's always a catch.
It blocks the histamines, and I call it an antihistamine.
So here's the thing. You feel better, but you feel depressed at the same time.
Kind of sleepy.
It's called depressants.
Okay, so.
You could just drink
don't you
alcohol
hate,
for that.
Don't you hate when you go and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a fucking bath. Usually I take showers, but I'm going to take a bath today.
I've never said that.
And you know, and you sit there and you're in this fucking hot ass tub.
I've never said that in my
shut
entire
up
life.
And finish. So
just showers.
So you're in this hot ass tub and then you stand up and you realize you've been soaking in this hot ass water for so long and your balls are fucking hanging past your knees. So I've come up with what I call the wind sock. W-I-N sock.
W-I-N?
W-I-N. Because what it is it's a... It's a cooling sock that
you're
you put around.
Too happy with yourself.
You,
about
it's
this
a cooling thing. Sock that you put around your genitals when you take a bath to keep them at the proper temperature. That way, when you stand up and your balls aren't hanging past your knees, it's a fucking win.
Is that
you
so,
are a fucking winner.
So you don't experience shrinkage, but you also don't experience stretchage.
Exactly. So it okay. keeps it at a nice, comfortable right. temperature.
So it's like having a Yeti cooler on your
exactly.
junk.
Exactly.
It just keeps it at the perfect temperature.
His target audience are geriatrics.
At that age, they don't give a shit about like.
You
oh,
do. Fuck. You really do. Because that moment.
No, dude. Geriatrics still get it on.
The no, moment say, I'm sure they wouldn't care about their you know door hangers.
Door hangers.
Well, yeah. When that knee hits it though, and it hits that hard spot on your knee, it'll put you to the
yeah,
fucking
floor. Yeah, but
they
haven't floor. Had feelings.
Yeah,
in their nuts
it'll
for
put you
years.
In the floor because it hits that
yeah,
little
it fucking hurts.
That no, that tender spot on the knee that makes your leg jump, and that's why you go on
like
the floor.
Like when a doctor hits it on the
yeah.
knee.
What's it called? Fucking pressure point or some
I don't
shit.
Know.
What is it? They smack you on the knee and your knee jumps.
Yeah.
A reflex.
Yeah.
Your knee reflex.
How old are you that you forgot
you're
that?
Fucking I don't know, dude. I'm not a doctor. I literally have no reason to know what it's called. But yeah, your nutsack
help,
hits
doctor,
you.
I broke my. I don't know what the fuck it is. That's your job. Fix it. What is this? A leg?
So, yeah, that's that
one. God. It's called the wind sock.
The wind sock, yeah.
Okay, now how does it attach to you? Is it like a little
okay,
sleeve?
No,
or do you,
no,
is
no,
it
no,
like a phone?
Okay,
or?
No, it's like
what's
a, it's like an
the
okay.
attachment?
It's made out of bull scrotum.
You're going to have to kill a perfectly
okay,
good
I'm listening.
Bull.
No, the bulls are going to die. We're just going to take this scrotum.
Okay. No,
and
no,
you make
no,
it,
no.
you
see,
make an old you make an old satchel out of it like they used to, like in the old west, you know, where like, you keep
like
things
a,
in like a
like for Jew gold.
Yes. What?
The little thing that they carry around their neck that they put the gold coins in.
I don't think that's a true stereotype. I think that's something South
Park I've literally
made.
Seen these things.
And then you take then you
I
take
don't know, man.
Then you take the patented
I don't know
fill
if it's
from,
a Jew pouch, but
you take the patented fill from the My
pouch.
Pillow and you
wait,
use it
wait.
The
back up,
the
back
patented
up.
Fill from the My Pillow.
You so know? You're getting in with the My Pillow guys?
Well, see that how else?
Wait, go back to the bull scrotum. So what it how now? How does this work?
You just take it's a bull scrotum.
Okay.
And it's been you know it's been
dehydrated.
Worked into you know okay. into leather and you know you use a tie string.
Hey, your name's Ty.
A tie string. I can yeah. make the strings for
there
these.
You go.
No, so you have to get him to listen, you have to make it about him somehow. And now that you have associated the tie string with it, he's going to listen okay. and understand.
Or you could just say my name and start talking.
Yeah, like, that works too.
That works.
Yeah, but half the time that doesn't, you drift off and you know.
But anyway, that, and you know, because it keeps cool.
Okay.
You know, like the same side of the pillow stays cool all night, that kind of shit.
Okay.
So that's what it does, just keeps your nuts cool while you're in the tub.
I've got an idea for an invention.
So wait, so you're going to partner with the MyPillow guy?
No, I'm just going to take
no,
this.
No, you should, but see, here's what's happening.
I'm just going to buy a bunch of MyPillows and steal the stuffing.
No, well, here's the thing. to make more money and to make a powerful alliance with a head of industry like the MyPillow guy.
Wait, what is the MyPillow?
The MyPillow is it's this weird, like, balding dude with a weird mustache, and he created this pillow called MyPillow,
uh-huh.
and it's supposed to be the best pillow on the market for any type of sleep.
Does it stay cool all night long?
It says it does, but it doesn't.
So I've got an idea for an invention.
Okay, well, let me finish my thought first.
Oh, you had a thought?
Yeah, I was talking, and it wasn't about you, so
you kept
you
saying MyPillow.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why is he talking about MyPillow?
Exactly.
Well, MyPillow is actually just a patented fill that's supposed to keep form all night long.
MyPillow's not patented.
But he looks like the type of guy that would benefit from the windsock. So what you do is you give him the prototype and you're like, hey, if we get your filling on this, so it could be like the windsock, a MyPillow brand.
That way we could just show him like standing up out of a tub just
exactly.
wearing that. Going,
with his fucking windsock
going,
on.
No saggage.
So what do you call it again? The windsock?
Windsock.
Yeah,
because you get out of the tub yeah. feeling like a winner.
Oh, the wind sock.
Yeah, the wind
sock. Not wind sock.
Yeah, wind.
Okay. Why don't you just call it the cock sock? The non... Because
I'm sure cock sock already invented.
The non-stretch cock sock.
It's called no dangles.
So I've got an invention idea.
You're going to hijack his fucking segment?
So, I mean, he's... And we're talking inventions here, and I just thought of one. So, all right, so... You know how you're laying down and it's Florida, so you're fucking hot, and your pillow gets hot on one side, and so you decide to flip it, you know,
yeah.
to get the cool side, but it doesn't stay cool for long. So it's called an automatic pillow flipper. And what it is you have somebody lay down in the bed, and they set a timer, and every 15 minutes they fucking pull your head up and flip your pillow over for you, so you never have to wake up and do it yourself.
That sounds immensely disruptive.
Alternatively, you can get a purple pillow,
uh-huh,
and like pull the pillowcase off of it,
uh-huh,
and fill all of those little holes in with
ice
water
cubes.
And freeze the fucking thing.
Well, they've got
and then sleep on that hard chunk. And then sleep on that hard chunk of ice, you fucking bitch.
They've got
is that your marketing idea? Sleep on this ice tray, you fuck.
They've got
thanks
stuff
for
like
your
that
money. Don't call us. Customer service.
It's like a giant silicone ice tray, and it just slowly melts on your bed throughout the night.
Jesus. See, I use a Casper pillow, and
you
that
wake
thing
up in a cold wet, and you're just fucking pissed off.
Did you sleep well?
No. Somebody wouldn't be my automatic pillow flipper,
Kevin.
So they have cool pillows and stuff like that that have a gel that disperses your heat to keep it cool all night.
God, this sounds like some useless NASA technology.
It probably. It's supposed to be like bed bug resistant.
I've got another
mite
invention.
Resistant, all that kind of shit.
There's no such thing as bed bug resistant.
It's another invention to go with the cool pillow.
Oh yeah, your revolutionary cool pillow.
It's to prevent your bed from getting soaked and cold.
Is your bed getting cold and wet from our product? Well, here's another product.
We call it a lock zip pillowcase.
That sounds completely not made up on the spot.
And it's a tarp. It's a tarp and a lot of rubber bands.
But it comes in black and camo, so you have options.
Yes. God, when I used to sleep at my grandmother's house, there was always plastic underneath the fucking the fitted sheet, just in case somebody wet the bed, I guess.
Yeah.
So you'd climb in, it just crinkled every time you got in the bed.
I would always piss
annoying
all over those beds.
Yeah, the thing about those
and
is,
and then not sleep in
like
them.
You could never jerk off on those because everyone in the house would know you're either A, eating a bag of potato chips, or two, jerking off in the bed.
They went hand in hand, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, literally.
There's nothing more sexy than
that's
like,
why you
than like salt all over your dick when you're jerking off.
That's why you lay under the bed instead of on top of it.
First off, I'm not crawling underneath the bed to masturbate. That seems like a weird cave dweller thing to do. It's like, what inner city school did you go to?
Your grandmother goes to clean out from underneath the bed, and there's all these like cum stalactites just hanging off the bottom of the bed.
Oh God! Oh Jesus! Just fucking protein piles.
Yes.
And shit.
Yes.
Oh no, yes, Jason. Grandma found my graveyard.
Thank you, Jay. I can always count on Jason to push my jokes a little bit farther.
Just like, what the fuck?
Just cuts her hand open. What the hell?
Fucking
just sharp and jagged.
A gist-a-lactite.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like The Descent, but with fucking jizz.
It's like little creatures running around on the top.
Oh. Those are bed bugs, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. They're feeding off of the gum instead of blood.
It's sustenance.
And they grow three times larger. And intelligent.
They all look like little Arnolds with bed bug heads.
Okay. That was disgusting.
Interesting. Interesting visuals.
What's your next fucking invention?
Oh yeah, you have another invention.
I do. And this one it kind of popped in my head today, and I thought it's stupid, but I'm going to throw it in there anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to start my own cheese company.
Okay, I'm listening.
And it's going to be
Jacob involved.
It's
what is that supposed to mean?
Because I don't want any of that cheese.
It's going to be called S&M cheese because it's guaranteed to bind you up.
Wow.
All right, Dad.
We waited for that one.
You did.
Wait, is that really
that was it? That was that was the second one.
Fuck, why didn't you lead with that?
Yeah. You had
because I like
up
to ruin the vibe. I like to kill it.
Fuck, man.
I started out, we got good, and then I just killed it because I'm a dick.
S&M cheese.
Scandinavian. Sorry, that's an
inside
joke.
Chris laughed.
I'm sure.
And if Chuck would ever get off his ass and listen, he would laugh too.
I don't. He might listen. I don't know. I haven't discussed it with
well,
him.
Well, you yet know what? Here's an invitation, Chuck. If you're listening, how many fingers am I holding up?
It's four. Don't mind my
don't
new friends,
him.
Chuck.
Don't tell him.
We're all assholes.
Wait, who's Chuck?
I don't
it's
know.
A friend. It's a friend of mine.
Does he play Flugelhorn or something?
Chuck who?
Mangione.
Yep.
Because I feel so good to be friends with Jason.
I was going to sing the horn part, but that works too. Feels so good. Joke.
Yeah.
I know that was so meant good. As a joke, I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You're friends with Chuck Mangione.
No, that it feels so good to be my friend.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been ragging on Jason a lot recently. I just feel like I should say something
positive.
Time to
switch it up. Yeah. I'll start ragging on Jason.
Never-ending cock-sucking jokes.
Well, you know.
You did really good on your inventions this time, Jason.
Thank you.
You did good. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your opinions.
What about me?
Who are you against?
Thank you for your inventions, Tyson. You're they welcome. Were
the gist
they were adequate.
Brought to you by Jason and Tyson.
Oh, God.
Not at the same time.
Tandem
gist stalactite.
Sounds like a weird creation. Emo band that never get, you know.
No, that's definitely a punk band.
We could use it to make our own brand of popcorn ceilings.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, we could bring the popcorn back.
The trick is that you can never remove it. It's there forever.
It fuses permanently with the drywall.
So you don't have to worry about any leakage or anything like that. It's
just watertight.
Yeah.
Gross. It's because of all the preservatives.
that's how we try to campaign the whole like less preservatives and shit and food. It's like it's making our jizz making it impenetrable.
It's like silicone, just fucking oozes.
I can shellac a driveway with this.
You want me to seal your grout?
That sounds like a weird sexual innuendo.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, baby. You want me to seal that grout?
Yes, it's been leaking behind the wall. I think we have black mold, you fuck.
Oh, you want to do the, you want to do
yes,
the supervillain thing, or you want to do fuck your state?
What a great transition.
What do we do? Well, how about we do this thing? Okay.
Somebody explain the idea since we didn't smooth transition.
Okay.
I'll let Jason do it. It was his idea.
I want to tell a story first about this day I had. And it wasn't necessarily the worst day ever, but
it was pretty shit.
There were certain things that just pushed it to the point of me wanting to murder someone.
Fun.
So we had a delivery to the furthest point in our fucking delivery area, right?
Okay.
To these jackass kids that never tip.
For the listeners, if this is your first episode, Jason works for Domino's Pizza. He's a delivery driver.
I am a delivery driver. So of course I go out there and I come back to the store and my boss says, oh, the kids out there said that their pizza was burnt. We got to remake it. I said, okay. Ring it up. Because he wasn't going to ring it up. He was going to send me all the way the fuck back out there without ringing it up. And I said, no.
Wow.
I'm getting something for going the fuck back out there. You're not going to send me out there without ringing it up in the system. And I get my mileage for it.
Okay.
So I'm already pissed.
Did you at least ask for the pizza back to see?
No.
Because if it was burnt to shit, then they wouldn't eat it.
I didn't give a fuck. I was
who pulled it out of the oven?
Alan did, I think. Because it was busy enough that I didn't have a chance to, do anything. He was inside the store. And so, now our market manager was inside the store at this point. That's the district manager. He's in the store rearranging shit.
And he's an
so
asshat.
We're having to work around him. We're having to get things done. It feels like it's 170 fucking degrees in there because the front AC is not working. So
still,
like the back AC works. There's like a 10 degree difference from the front to the back. Yeah. So you actually feel like you're radiating heat up in the front. So
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, I'm not having a good day of it. Right. So I get back in the car. I'm going to the far end. This is a road called Reed Stafford. If anybody's familiar.
Yeah, that's named after my great great grandfather. Actually, yeah. My great-grandfather.
So it's out there.
Oh, yeah, it's out of the delivery zone.
Right.
For sure.
So it's out there. So I'm going back out there to take this fucking, this pizza.
Not happy.
So, no, not at all. So, and of course, every delivery I've had has been, far out. Everything's been far, right?
Far out.
So I've had to take, so with the remake to Reed Stafford, I had to go to Hunter's Ridge, which is at the other end of the delivery area, and then come back to drop off the remake that was already late because he didn't ring it up and I had to ring it up and put it in the, you know, whatever.
So it was a clusterfuck.
Right. So I'm pulling up the road. There's a stoplight. Okay. This is in Glen. There's a stoplight. I come over the railroad tracks and there's a service truck. Right? You know, it's got the big panels on the side and
yep,
squared off. And I'm in a little fucking hatchback. I can't see past it. It's got its flashers on. Okay, caution. I don't know yet. The light's red. So I just pull up and stop to see what's happening. Now, this fuckwad gets out of his truck. He walks back. He's on the phone. And he looks at me and does this hand motion. And, you know, matching the flash of the thing.
The hand motion looks like an Italian chef throwing Parmesan cheese yeah, on
but he knows, he's like this, and then gives me this, like, go the fuck around kind of shit.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, bitch.
Did you have your topper on?
Yeah.
That's the first mistake.
See,
right
yeah,
there.
Well, and I was in full uniform because, and then my first thought was,
I would take my topper off so I could flip people
but
off.
Like in, shit. The, like in front of him, take the topper off, and then take your shirt off.
Yeah,
your hat,
I mean, that,
and then whoop his ass.
That went through my mind for the split second because I was like, if only, like, and of course at that point because I'm already agitated because everything's already pissing me the fuck off at this point.
He just starts crying.
That just pushed me to the edge. So I was thinking, you know, I started going over scenarios in my head, like if, you know, I could just reach in the back and pull a bat out if I fucking had a bat in the car. I don't know why I quit carrying a bat in the fucking car. I used to have one in the trunk all the goddamn time. Now I quit carrying one. I should have had a fucking bat in the car. You know, and then I thought, you know, maybe I should have just got out and open hand slapped the piss out of this guy because he wasn't a big dude. As far as, I mean, he thought he was the shit.
Because he was driving his service truck.
But the reality is, he's probably about the size of my brother, which means a fucking, you know, just the meat hook of my right hand across his goddamn jaw would have just put his ass in the fucking dirt.
Fair enough.
I would have just stomped the shit out of him. But then I thought, like, it started devolving from that. Like, I just kept going through things and going through things and going through things, right? Because I'm just agitated. So then I was like, you know what?
Are you still sitting there this whole time?
No, I went around him. This was
you're
after,
just staring and your face is getting
weird,
redder
like,
and
no,
redder.
That's, like this out is, of body scrubs moment where he's doing all this shit.
No,
in his
head. I rolled the passenger window down as I went by him and called him a fucko, but you know.
You called him a fucko?
Yeah, I was like, fucko, you know, like, I don't know. I was mad. It was like
Jason,
that was the first thing
when
came
you get up, mad
Jason,
you turn into, like what the fuck?
A fucko. What are you, Barney?
When I get like when I get mad, sometimes shit doesn't work
Jesus
out the way I want
Christ.
It to.
Hey there, fucko.
So anyway, so I started thinking to myself, you know what? People just aren't worth fucking keeping around, you know? And if I were a supervillain, I should be a fucking supervillain. And you know what my fucking power would be? Mm. And this is where this came from.
Okay.
So my power, if I were a fucking supervillain.
I forgot we were doing this for a second. I thought he was telling a story.
No, this is where it came from.
Okay. This was the origin story of
why this segment came up.
All right.
And if I were a supervillain, my power would be the ability to dissolve your jaw.
Ooh.
Like it would just like the bone, just the bone of the bottom, the
so
bottom
like the
mandible
part.
Yeah, the
okay.
mandible would be gone. Oof. So you would just have this fucking loose sack of spit and tongue just hanging off your fucking face that would just slosh around and you wouldn't be able to say anything except grunt and just go, and as you turn, it would just slosh the fuck around because there was nothing solid holding it there. And people would look at you and go, ew, fuck you. And I'd be like, ah, ha, 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 I got my fucking revenge, you motherfucker.
Just
and then everybody would know, because everybody would do it to would have no fucking jaw and this fucking sloshy shit. Now there's people that already have sloshy shit, but there's a jaw in there, I promise you. But they would look like retarded Muppets. I'm not kidding. That would be my silly nonsensical fucking awesome supervillain power.
You're incensing me.
You know how you could also achieve that result?
Surgery.
A hammer.
Just grind it. Just
hammer him in the jaw a few times till it stops, you know.
Jesus.
Until it's all broken into like, yeah. a lot of pieces.
And it's sloshy.
You,
okay, Jason.
This is not what I thought this segment was going to be about.
If you're a supervillain, you got to go supervillain.
I guess. Like mine wasn't insanely, you know, crazy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's where my mind went. Like I was so fucking frustrated. It devolved into just that. And I was just sitting there thinking, well, if I couldn't do it through superpower, I could just learn some surgical techniques and just remove the fucking jawbone.
Fucking Dexter people, but yeah. Just he's coming behind
him
jaw.
And pop him in with a syringe and bust
his jaw. Just not bust it, just cut him open, remove the jaw, sew him back up, and then send him home. It's
fucking Hannibal shit.
Can you tell us what happened?
And he can't write it because, you know, he's from Baker. He's illiterate. So.
I feel bad about mine now because now Jason's is like, it's pure rage. Like, yeah. Any sort of a ragey superpower, like, that's obviously villainous. But I think of mine now and I'm just like, shit, I'm a bad person.
Well, see, mine is more like, I thought it'd be funny because, like, I used to make I still do, but, like, just make annoying sounds that just grate on people. Because, like, I used to do it in school, too.
Just, that's not a superpower.
But no. Here's the thing. My superpower is... just... like, my superpower would be, like, to have, like a megaphone in my mouth, like I can control the volume and stuff.
Okay.
But it would be like a ventriloquist also. So like I could throw my irritating voice in different corners of like a room and just annoy the piss out of people and move it around so they wouldn't figure out where the noise is coming from. And it would just slowly drive them crazy.
You know what your villain name would be?
What?
The Sonic Douche.
I actually like that. That's pretty
the
fucking
Sonic
awesome.
Douche.
Sonic Douche.
What would yours be, Jason? Old Floppy Jaw? Professor Floppy Jaw.
Just call him the Mandible.
Yeah.
The Mandible. Okay.
The Sonic Douche. The Mandible. Two friends getting into trouble. Solving people's jaws. So now let's go to yours, Tyson. Like, mine didn't really have a lot of thought into it. I just thought it'd be funny to have somebody throwing weird sounds.
Well, see, when you first said it, I thought what you meant was, like, you could make people hear that fucking white noise hum that you get sometimes. Where just all of a sudden your ear just goes, like, that boo, and you're like, fuck.
Oh, that would
like
be
you
crazy.
Just throw it at people randomly just to fuck with them.
That would
like,
be awesome.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's so irritating.
Like tinnitus.
Exactly.
You know, that disease that drives people to suicide.
So, yeah, my power.
Oh, boy.
Here I mean, go. Jason said villain shit, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Okay. Well, go for it. I mean,
I used this reference earlier, but I think you definitely went like Ozymandias from fucking Watchmen with it.
I don't... I'm not super familiar with
Well, you Watchmen, tell me what you're so. Thinking of, and I'll tell you if it's
So,
close.
My super villain power would be to be able to control other people's happiness with my presence, and I could like retract my presence or like, you know, increase it, and people can only feel happy when they're near me. Like, once you've entered my zone and left it, you can only feel happy when you're back in my presence.
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it though, you can control everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. You're
so you're like the Pope.
No, you're a drug. You're a drug. Basically.
Yeah, basically. So, the like, human drug.
Now, is it like a normal type of general happiness, or is it like a euphoria?
It's
happiness?
Like true happiness. Like you feel when you leave
I have
the,
no reference.
No, I know what I'm here's a reference you can understand. Whenever you leave the zone, you feel like you'll never be happy again unless you get back in.
I know exactly what that feels like.
Call you DTs or something.
Yeah.
Jesus. So whenever the people are around you, they experience this intense euphoria, and then whenever you're gone, they get super depressed. So that causes people to follow you.
So you're Jesus.
But I can retract my presence from them. So if
like
they want
forever?
If they want no, what I'm saying is like I can manually or like willfully retract my presence from specific people in my radius. So like if they don't you know,
if they don't toe the line,
if they don't,
he cuts off the magic juice.
What I'm saying is, if they don't do the villain shit that I want them to do, then yeah, cut them off.
Oh, so you're
they
not like
get,
really a villain as much as you're
I'm
like a
literally,
crime lord.
I'm literally human heroin.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Although I didn't think of it like that until Jason said that you're a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm basically the drug.
Damn. Well, the cool thing is, at least you'd have Nikki Sixx hanging around you a lot.
I could be called Kingpin, and that other fucking bald idiot can just, like, choose a new name. Because I feel like that would make more sense, though, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or yeah. They call you...
So I feel bad about my superpower.
Call yourself Professor H.
Call yourself Opiate.
Yeah.
Opiate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call me Ope.
Just call me Zanny Bar.
What's up, Ope? Zanny Boy.
Zanny Boy. I like it. Ooh, Zanny Boy.
Yep. Zanny Boy, the mandible.
So what's this Ozymandias thing?
He ended the world.
I was about to say. I'm just saying I'm not directly doing anything bad.
No, in The Watchmen,
other people are. You know what I mean?
In The Watchmen, Ozymandias was the smartest man in the world. So he always thought like 23 steps ahead of everyone.
He's like a grand Lex Luthor. He's like a puppet master. Yeah.
Okay.
So he was like he set things in motion. Like he could outfight you just because he already knew what you were gonna fucking do. Like he's already out.
So Doctor Doom.
Kind of, but he actually was pretty looking.
What, you don't like the Iron Mask?
No.
And the fucking goblin hood? Like, shit, what's your aesthetic?
It's not make my dick hard. Not anymore.
Damn, God, you're such a fag. No,
wow. 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 Wow.
I mean, that is a good thing.
What? I don't think you can use that word for a good thing.
A cigarette?
Huh?
A cigarette. It's British for cigarette. What are you smoking?
What do you do? Pile of fucking sticks.
He's not smoking fags.
Ha!
See, that's how you use fag in context, Jason.
I used it correctly. As soon as I explained it, everybody understood.
No, we knew.
I just wanted to feign dumb. And
You're just trying to make me look stupid, like you tried to make Tyson look racist earlier.
Yeah.
I get it.
Wait, when did I look?
He tried to make you look.
It happened 20, 30 minutes ago, and you just...
I don't remember any of that.
Jesus.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Jason doing Fuck Your State.
Okay, we'll do a Fuck Your State then. This is going to be an all Jason episode, it seems like.
No, I mean,
we've chimed in on your shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, so far it's just been me.
Hey, Jason.
You guys love me.
Knock, knock.
Eat it.
This is the Jason episode.
They're all Jason episodes, if you think about it. It's just him, like, legitimately coming and being like, this is going to be cool, and this is going, why the fuck would you ever think that's cool, you nerd?
Okay. Here's the headline, and we're going to go from there.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Kind of still in my shtick, but...
All right. No, but this is...
I'm just kidding.
This is what got me, though, so...
Oh, boy.
Alabama man...
Fuck you,
denies... Alabama. Denies pet is methed out attack squirrel.
Oh, dude, I heard about this. I totally heard about this.
Okay, can you read that again, but slower, because I'm so close.
Read it again.
Alabama man denies pet is, quote unquote, methed out attack squirrel.
That is... Why is that?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
That should be the state animal of fucking Alabama.
A methed out attack squirrel.
So, let's just dive into this chestnut, because this is fucking amazing.
Okay, so this, apparently prior to a search warrant, investigators were informed that Mickey Polk kept an attack squirrel inside his apartment.
His apartment? Just tearing out the blinds and shit.
And that Polk fed the squirrel meth.
To keep it aggressive.
How much meth did he give this? Like,
all of it.
Like, what's the tolerance of meth for a squirrel?
I don't know.
All of it.
Well, I mean, you don't want to kill it.
Well, their metabolism's, like, really fast or something.
Well, he's also trying
so
to,
they
like,
can do a lot of meth.
Well, okay. He's trying to train a killing machine. You don't want to, you know.
Okay, so
that's something you hone.
A homing squirrel.
He was wanted on drug and gun charges, and he denied that he fed his squirrel meth to keep it aggressive.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You don't want to look like that. You don't want to be that guy.
So, let's see. Narcotics investigators arrested a man and are looking for another after they executed a search warrant that yielded meth, drug paraphernalia, body armor, and a squirrel.
Body armor for him or the squirrel?
Probably for him feeding the squirrel. Oh, yeah. Now, this is in Athens, Alabama.
I just imagine
this methed out squirrel with body armor on, like the Boba Fett.
A little
armor.
Miniature chest plate.
A Mandalorian.
Yeah,
like
he's got like Mandalorian armor. With a little jetpack. I love it.
Okay, so Mickey Palk is 35, keeping a methamphetamine fed fueled squirrel. at the residence. Ronnie Reynolds, 37, was found in the apartment and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and loitering at a known drug house. He was released on $4,000 bond.
Who's that over there in the corner? Looks like they're just hanging around. That's old Ronnie. He come around every once in a while. He likes to feed the squirrel.
So,
feed it what?
They found the squirrel in a cage.
I ain't
and
your
after,
goddamn business.
After confirming with Game and Fish that residents cannot legally keep a pet squirrel, they released it.
That's the technicality they got him on. Not the fact
they
that he was...
They fucking released a methed out squirrel.
They couldn't confirm that it was methed out.
They could have done a fucking field test.
The fucking subsequent string of dead squirrel bodies after releasing this fucking squirrel into the wild. He's taking on geese and shit. Come have it, bro. Come have it, bro. You got problems, bro?
Angry
geese. He's just ripped all the fucking hair off of himself, and he's just like, they're still crawling. And he's just fucking eating the neck out of a fucking
swan.
Something, yeah.
Wait, so would a methed out squirrel only have one tooth?
In Alabama? Yeah.
He's only got one. He's holding on for dear life.
They said, quote unquote, there's no safe way to test the squirrel for meth. Especially if it's on meth.
Well, the guy had body armor in his fucking house. It's like a one size fits all kind of deal. Just
so
check it out, man. Oh my God.
Squirrel's got a tinfoil suit of armor.
So, Palk, although still wanted for possession of an illegal firearm, possession of controlled substances, and possession of drug paraphernalia, appeared in a video on Facebook with a squirrel Tuesday night.
He got another one! Oh, God!
In the video, he says he no longer lived at the residence that was raided, but went there after the search, whistled, and the squirrel settled on his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Trained. Yes.
Trained squirrel. Oh, yes.
You know what, Mr. Nutters?
He knows where the meth comes from.
Yeah. He knows where his bread is peanut buttered, so to speak.
He hit the meth whistle. That's not a whistle. That's a crack pipe.
I was going to say, what's a meth whistle sound like? He just whistled through a glass pipe?
He just whistled through a meth pipe.
Now, in the video, he acknowledged that the squirrel was aggressive and had bitten people, but denied that the rodent was trained to attack. The public isn't in danger from the methed out squirrel in the neighborhood, Palk said with a chuckle. He's not on meth, I'm pretty sure. Better not find out he's on meth anyway. I don't think he likes that shit.
How does he know?
I didn't train him to attack people. The meth did.
He also said he does not know how to live in the wild, so all they really did was try to kill him. He's a little shook up by the whole incident.
Is it the fucking squirrel whisperer now?
Yeah.
So, he just looks stressed out.
I like
here's
how
some meth to calm down. So,
he makes the squirrel out to be the victim.
Yeah.
How would you give meth to a squirrel?
First
would you
off,
just
why would you
feed it the rock or what?
Why would you leave
it? It would be
a
pretty easy, actually.
Yeah.
All you would do because squirrels like acorns, so you just take like an 1/8-inch drill bit and drill out the center of a bunch of acorns and just fucking put a little bit of rock in there.
Yeah, but like what if they stored it instead of eating?
I mean, they're going to eat some of them. So if you hit a bunch of acorns, he's eventually going to, you know.
That sounds very expensive for a maybe.
Just,
it'll have
just,
a meth
no,
squirrel.
No, what you do is you take the meth rock.
Oh, it's not maybe. It's just
meth,
how quickly he's going to eat the meth.
Not crack rock.
I mean, he's going to eat it.
You just put a little bit.
Meth comes in a rock.
Does it?
Doesn't it? I think
I
so. Because that's what
crystal.
Yeah, you
crystal.
Melt it and then you inject it.
So what
it,
you
right?
do is you take
crystal meth.
You grind it up and you put it in his water bowl.
Oh, yeah. Jason's got a better idea.
That's
I'm
how you feed it.
Thinking all technical and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I guess.
You dissolve it and let him.
Huh.
Or you could give it to him anally.
Just force it down his throat. They make these little... The only reason I know about this now is...
Oh, because your cat.
Yeah, they have this little it's like a syringe. It's kind of like a long tube type thing with a plunger on the end of it, and you can stick a pill right in the very end of it, and you can stick it in the cat's mouth and pop the plunger, and it just shoots the pill down their throat. And it's an easy way for cats to take a pill versus like jamming it down their throat or like trying to get them to eat it, because cats are fucking picky about that shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could just put meth in the end of a pill popper and like shoot it down the squirrel's throat.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, of course, a bag of weed slipped out of his anus.
That's a callback joke.
Anyway. But yeah,
the squirrel's anus or the man's anus?
Just meth everywhere.
Just, you know.
He's got the meth shit.
As soon as I saw that, I had to share that one because, goddamn, methed out attack squirrel.
Fucking Alabama.
I loved it. I love it. That's so good. That's so good. Oh man! Well, you guys got anything else before we go into true headlines?
So, are you going to do any of those like vocal things, like the impersonations?
Oh, the suggestions? I'm actually getting all of them together, and I'm going to do them next episode.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because the Sam Kinison one, I need to work on a little bit because it's loud.
It is loud. Yeah, you're going to be loud to do Sam.
Yeah, you got to be very loud, and I probably have to get Coke to do it. But I'm just kidding. I am definitely going to do the suggestion for Alex Jones reading Sonic High, because I don't know if you've read Sonic High, but it is a terribly fantastic fan fiction.
Oh, okay.
So with Alex Jones reading it, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Sonic High, like you're reading like Sonic no. while high or Sonic High
Sonic
School?
Sonic High School.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's bad.
This
it's
sounds bad. Fucking glorious.
But just think about it coming through the, you know, the Alex Jones
in Alex
voice.
Jones.
So is
yeah,
it like
that's...
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's okay.
There's fucking...
Why?
Because why not, Jason?
Because there's some things you just shouldn't do. Not
yeah.
don't do,
yeah,
but
you
just
should.
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
I don't really understand the problem that you're having with Sonic High School, Jason. I like to think about blue hedgehogs having sex with foxes that have way too many tails. To be honest, I'm kind of retarded.
It kind of explains why that guy's name was Knuckles.
Yeah!
Knuckles the Hedgehog.
Instead of the spikes on his fucking gloves, they're just like little dildos.
Yeah.
Ribbed. They call him Knuckles because he's busy making the jizz stalactites.
No, because he's all about that fisting.
Yeah. He's all about that fist. About that fist.
No elbow.
No, you got to get up to the elbow. You're not doing it right. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, no. So, true headlines. Our first headline, several injured after man urinates off of Berlin Bridge.
You know what you can get for a slip and fall?
I slipped on pee-pee at the Costco. 16 rescue workers responded to the incident.
16?
God damn. How much piss did this guy have?
All of it.
I'd say a Sochi Olympics worth of piss.
Jesus. The answer is yes.
16 rescue workers responded to the incident triggered by a man urinating off a Berlin Bridge onto a tour boat.
Oh, God.
Police have filed assault charges against the unknown man. Wait, how do you file assault charges on someone who's unknown? How do they know? Just insert Inception sound here. Several people were injured in the German capital on Friday evening when a man urinated off of a bridge onto a tour boat, the Berlin Fire Department said. The sprinkle of urine from overhead caused a commotion on the boat as it passed under the low-clearance Janowitz Bridge in Berlin Mitte? Berlin Mitte? I don't know. Berlin.
Yeah, but, you know, urine... sterile. It should be fine.
It's sterile until
what
it
if the piss was
diseased penis.
What if the piss was burning, Jason?
Then it's
and
burning.
He burned
it's
all
burning.
Of the people.
Here's
it's
the thing.
Burning for you.
Weird place to put a Blue Oyster Cult reference in, but I'll allow it. So what happened? What if it was like
was that those? Obama? What was that?
I don't know. What,
oh,
was this
weird place to?
That was weird. Place to insert a Blue Oyster Cult reference, but I'll allow it.
So that's it. That, the way you said "I'll allow it," it sounded like an Obama voice.
It was unintentional. But so what happens if it was some like weird like it Rube Goldberg machine where he pisses out like a kidney stone, which causes one person to trip and kick something into something else, and in the end the whole boat just sinks?
I don't know why I have fucking like this. I had this thought like when you guys moved out of the apartment. Like somebody moved in, and I hope somebody like stepped on Tyson's kidney stone. I hope it just like got embedded in their foot.
Oh god, it's like the worst Lego.
It's just yeah. What is in my foot? Why does it burn?
We vacuumed pretty good, but there's that chance that it got down in that carpet.
Jesus.
And it just fucked somebody's toe up real good.
Oh, God. And you're like, finally, we finished unpacking. Now we can relax and step right on the fucking bed.
Oh, what the fuck was that? They take it to get looked at it. Oh, this looks like a kidney stone. Like, what the fuck?
Ew. The uric acid content is really high in this stone.
What's wrong with your foot? Uric acid in your foot. Several people jumped up and were injured on the head as the boat passed under the 4-meter high bridge.
Dumbass.
Four people were taken by ambulance to the hospital for lacerations to the head.
Jesus. It is. It's like a fucking Rube Goldberg from hell.
Now, see, when you first said he peed on a tour bus from the bridge, I thought maybe it was higher. But the fact that they stood up and hit their head on the fucking bridge means that he was just like, I'm going to fucking piss all over you fuckers. Like, it was intentional.
Well, first it's like, how the fuck does that cause an accident? And then it's like, all these idiots jump up from being pissed on and clocking their head on a fucking bridge. Jesus.
It's like a South Park episode. It's like the oh, shit.
It just sounds like a Benny Hill skit. He just starts peeing. And the fucking music plays and everybody jumps up. It's just, police filed assault charges against the man and described his actions as quote unquote abnormal behavior. And they are currently searching for his whereabouts.
He went back to Alabama to get his meth squirrel. That's
Jesus. Dude, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. In Germany, it's supposed to be like the capital of like weird sex stuff. Like in German porn, you always see someone getting pissed in the mouth, or like they're pissing on people. Yeah, so but like,
a tour boat is full of like Americans and shit.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's bringing them German culture.
He's like, you want German beer? Das Boot.
Oh my god.
This is great, a number one Schaffenhofer. Open your mouth. Jesus.
What the fuck?
That's disgusting. I love it. All right, so our last headline here. It's not as exciting as someone peeing on a bunch of tourists.
That's but, awesome.
Unpaid work for woman who brawled topless with police officer after naked dance turns violent. There's a lot to unpack there. So
yeah, okay. So she fought a police officer while naked, yes, after dancing topless.
And did not get paid for it.
Probably because she brawled with a police officer afterwards.
Yeah, more than likely.
Or was that why she was brawling? Because she didn't get paid?
Could be. Vasilika Despa, 45, tried to seduce her then-partner, Nicole Love.
Whoa.
Or Nicole.
Okay, try that. Try that again. What name was that again?
Vasilika Despa.
Vasilika Despa.
That's a fucking supervillain name. Jesus.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
When you ordered your origins. What do you do? I dance naked for money and never get paid.
I'm Vasilika Despot.
Not despot.
No, I know, despot. But I'm just... I made a supervillain.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's her superpower, Jason?
To dance naked and attack
fighting
people.
Fighting the police.
Yes. Like, fuck the police, one way or the other.
Okay, so
her wanted level goes up slower while naked.
Yeah, but if she does the right combination, she can always get that wanted level down. Vasilika Despa, 45, tried to seduce her then partner. It's spelled like it's Nicol.
Okay,
so like Nicole. I don't know if he's the different. Anyways, so Nicole Love with a nearly naked dance, but ended up behind bars after seeing red when she was rejected. Despa spent Valentine's Day in a cell after attacking Mr. Love and brawling topless with the police officers who were sent to rescue him.
He needed police to rescue him.
Yesterday at Perth, man. Sheriff Perth. Oh, this must be in Australia. Nice. Pith. Yesterday at Pith, Sheriff Sheriff Court, Despa was placed on a community payback order and told to carry out 160 hours of unpaid work. She was also placed under social work supervision for a year.
Jesus.
Yeah, a trial had heard how Mr. Love was so terrified of Despa, he dialed 999, which is not just a German denial phrase, to tell the police and was advised to barricade himself in a separate room.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Love, 52, told the trial how he spent nearly half an hour hiding in the living room with the chair propped against the door.
Jesus.
Was she outside?
I mean, she must have been in another room or something, but yeah, he had her barricaded in. He told the court she kept coming up beside... Okay, now this is Australia. He probably sounds Australian, so... she kept coming up beside me, saying things in my ear. I ignored it, and I didn't want any part of it. She kept following me around the sofa, sitting real close to me. She disappeared into the bedroom and came back just in her underwear, dancing, with a mobile phone playing loud music.
What the fuck? Oh,
God. Sounds like she was just trying to be sexy, man.
Yeah, hashtag me too, though.
She was listening to R. Kelly. I don't get with that shit.
Oh, I thought that was serious for a second.
No. She started pissing on me.
Well, I mean, if he didn't want her advances, I'm just saying.
Yeah. He said Despa then began throwing his clothes around his house in Montgomery Street, Ken Ross, and he decided to call the police for help.
What a bitch.
she's listening to Nelly and she's throwing my clothes around. Let's see. Police Constable Douglas Stapleton. Douglas Stapleton had to shoulder barge the door to get in. He said, she lunged towards me. She tried to kick me on the shins. She spat in my face and it hit me right between my eyes on the bridge of my nose. She came at me again, trying to throw punches at me. I grabbed her wrists and she was kicking me. I had to push her back and she fell backwards onto the bed. She continued thrashing around. Sometime after that, a double crude female unit showed up.
Oh my God!
He saw the other officers. He's like, "Well, that made this rape weird." Jesus, she was fucked.
Jesus Christ, Jason! he threw her back a whole lot more paperwork.
He threw her back on the bed. Like, come on, she's half naked. She's spitting on him.
That's like that, yeah. Just that burglar that called 911 because he tried to break into this house.
Yeah, he got locked in?
No, not that. It's a different one? Because of the rape joke Jason just told.
Oh, God.
There was this burglar. There used to be this joke on the internet a long time ago about, you know, holding somebody with a gun and telling them, let's not turn this rape into a murder. Well, this guy breaks into this house, and I guess the owner of the house was naked and had a gun, and they told the burglar, let's not turn this rape into a murder. So the burglar called the police.
Wow.
Oh, it's fun. That's stuff. Great. There's nothing fun about rape unless it's a clown, but.
Yeah, well. So yeah, she went to jail for punching the guy in the head and kicking him on the body. She was found guilty of attacking him. And, yep. That's it.
Wow.
That was. Okay.
You gotta love people. You really do.
I mean, yeah. Well, you don't have to, but
I mean,
they find them entertaining.
Yeah, they give you lots to talk about, or at least give us lots to talk about. I don't know.
Yeah, without crazy people, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, yeah, we would.
It would just not be as entertaining.
Well, we'd have to be more inventive.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, it's true. I'm old.
Jason
and lazy.
Needs to be more inventive.
Yeah,
hey man,
you really need to work on carrying the show better, Jason.
I'm not saying that your ideas aren't good. I'm saying you need more of them.
You didn't like my S&M cheese. I get it.
I'm just saying, like, tact, lead with it.
More tactile cheese, like touch.
No.
Like, it's all about touch. It responds to touch.
Eat the cheese. Less you just feel
cheese.
It.
Less cheese.
Jesus.
Jesus. When you roll your own cheese from your thigh.
Oh my God.
Feta.
You You are obsessed with your nuts today. Because, like, your conversation started off, like, earlier today. It was talking about how you shaved your nuts to come out here.
No, it was...
Like, I can't believe I shaved my nuts for this.
I didn't shave my nuts. It was just a joke.
Like, I know, but then it turned into you having, like, this Viking beard braided shit in your fucking pubes.
Three-foot-long braided pubic hair.
That was Tyson,
no,
though.
Well, yeah, but you were...
It wasn't me, it was you.
You started it.
You were the one that said, you know, it was braided, and I was like, hey, you've been watching me.
Yeah, you instigated it. And then on the way here, you're like, oh, 295 can suck my cheese.
Suck the cheese off my...
off your nuts. So it's like, I've been thinking a lot about my nuts. Yeah, I can tell. Because you had the idea with the fucking insulator on your dick. So
see, everything's connected.
Yeah,
it's all connected. You gotta...
Don't try to ferngully the end of this podcast.
What everybody should take away from this is think about my nuts. All of our listeners should be thinking long about my nuts right now. Nuts. Just swaying back and forth.
Pendulous nads.
I mean, you don't understand. When you get out of the hot tub like that, though, and, like, say you got to go to the bathroom, like, you got to take a dump right afterwards, and you sit on the toilet and your nuts are hanging and they're, like, floating in the water, and then it's like a water slide for your dick. I mean, you go to piss and just sliding right down
your balls. It's like a Wookiee purse.
It's fucking silly, man.
It's fucking silly?
It's fucking
That's how
silly.
You're going to say it.
It's fucking silly, man.
Yeah, it's just fucking silly.
We should just end on Jason's nuts.